USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Feds push the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions from March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Iranians voted in a presidential election on Friday with the conservative head of the judiciary, Ebrahim Raisi, widely seen as the frontrunner. Nearly 60 million eligible voters in Iran will decide the fate of four candidates. The U.S. government is spending $3 billion to put COVID-19 vaccines into pill form. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and importantly to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
TGIF, my friend. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Google has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in the United States. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services, such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products.
Google was founded September 4, 1998 in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is between San Jose and San Francisco, California. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.